Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Seeley.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great! Everybody else sucks!
Let's get dangerous!
Yes, sir, random kid I just met!
It's time to check the lid.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention to me.
It's all in the house.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No, burn.
What is up, you ducks? And birthday ducklet. Because
the
Lauren
ducklet.
Is back.
I love it.
Lauren is back, and it's her birthday. Like, we were not having the show yesterday, so I think my voice sounds okay, but I'm convinced I have strep, but that's why we didn't have yesterday. This is why we have today. Waiver show, week 12 of fantasy football. We are going to have the ranking show tomorrow as normal, right before Thanksgiving. But yes, send out, I just combined it, to stepmom Lauren at stepmom Lauren. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the big 4-0 today.
I was gonna say 28th.
I love it. Yeah. I'm
Wait,
28
is it really
today.
40 today?
Yeah, 40.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
You're not doing the whole, oh my god, it's over, this the end of the world, and
No. No matter what, my husband's always gonna be 15 years older than me, so I feel young.
So wait. So you're the Zach Wilson of women, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Speaking of. Not the quarterback.
Except
anymore.
I don't fall over all the time like he does.
That's true. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. He's now third on the depth chart.
Third.
Talk about Zach. Well, I mean, we don't even have to talk about him that much, but that's the update there. They're not going to Zach Wilson, sounds like, anymore. We also have Matt Canada out from the Steelers, although they still have Kenny Pickett at quarterback, unfortunately. But speaking of things being out, we have a lot of running backs that might be out again. You came back just in time, Lauren. Last week was just kind of like week 11 was the most meh of waivers this year so far. This is not that much better, but there are some interesting names because of what happened. So that's what we're going to talk about. But before, like I said, the injury. So we have Kenneth Walker, probably out. It's a short week. Joe Burrow, done for the year. Mark Andrews, done for the year. Aaron Jones, likely out. Who knows how long. Cooper Kupp, same scenario. Likely out. They said it's not a high ankle. It's mid, low grade, all the time. But let's start with Cooper Kupp. Because I got an interesting conversation we had. Is so in my rankings, to go there, like, we're not going to go through them. But, like, so I have Romeo Doubs still number one. Just the huffy face has been there. Like, so Lauren, you know this, and people who read the waivers, the huffy face is like, I have nothing left to say. If you don't want to pick them up, you don't want to pick them up. The huffy face has been there for Doubs for like 4 weeks. Doubs has been there since the preseason. I don't get what more he has to do at this point to get over 60% rostered. I guess people just don't want him, whatever. But number two is where I put Tutu Atwell because of this. We don't know Cooper Kupp. If you worry that it's just a one-week play and you want to go get Beckham or Jaden Reed, or we're going to talk about another name I think is really intriguing. But if you want that, I get it. But this is the same Cooper Kupp who, before the preseason, at the beginning of August, were like, yeah, he's probably going to be fine for week one. Maybe he sits out the first week. And they slapped him on the IR to begin the year. Stafford's banged up. There's already talk and rumors that Matthew Stafford might not finish the year. And that's why they brought in Carson Wentz, kind of like Baker Mayfield last year. He kind of gets this audition situation because it's like, hey, we're out of it. Why get Matthew Stafford more hurt? So I'm just looking at this team and saying, you know what? There's a world where Tutu Atwell is starting for multiple weeks. And when he was in there for Cooper Kupp, he was a top 30 wide receiver. Am I crazy? Am I putting too much value? Or, like, do you think Cooper Kupp's going to be fine and you wouldn't even worry about it?
I don't think you're crazy. I think for all the reasons that you said, I mean, if they're out of it, why are they going to get Matthew Stafford hurt even more? They bring in Carson Wentz. Well, let's kind of put that same mentality on Cooper Kupp as well. And the latest reports I heard is he's day to day and he could have come back in the game, but they were being cautious with him and they didn't do that. It's all very murky. So if they're being cautious with him and they could have put him back in the game, that doesn't really bode well for his longevity. Is that even a word? Did I say that correctly? Longevity. It's my birthday. I can say whatever I want. I'm back to making up words again. We're back together.
It sounds like from math. Like you're trying to.
I know it does.
You're trying to solve the longevity.
The longevity.
The cosine.
It totally does. No wonder why I didn't get it right because I hate math. I think I. I like Tutu Atwell. I just want to know what his chemistry is going to be like with Carson Wentz, if he's the starter. That worries me a little bit, but I don't hate it. But I don't hate that ad at all.
Certainly fair. Sorry, the throat thing.
because you might have strapped, so I mean, it's forgivable.
Yeah, but I can understand that if you want to push Tutu Atwell down. So let's kind of talk through some of these wide receivers and kind of you say if it was your team, and obviously it's going to be different. You know, it's if it is like we get Cooper Kupp is out tomorrow, like they're like, yeah, he's going to sit for a week, and you need a 1 week play. That's pretty clear for Tutu Atwell because you're going to have Stafford. But let's play this world where we don't know Cooper Kupp if it's going to be multiple weeks, and we don't know what you just brought up, which I think is a fair point. Carson Wentz might be the quarterback. What does that mean for Tutu Atwell? Does it mean the same success? So, if it was just your team specifically, number three was Odell Beckham, and Odell Beckham. Like, not quite Giants Odell Beckham, but he was looking very bursty. And doesn't sound like the injury is serious. He actually has 40-plus yards and 10.5 or more fantasy points in his last three games. Would you grab Odell Beckham or Tutu Atwell?
I would grab Odell Beckham. I would go Odell Beckham Jr. I have been a big proponent of his since the offseason, so I'm really glad that it's starting to come to fruition. And I'm not really concerned about the injury situation as well. And I think the reason why I like Odell Beckham Jr. more than Tutu Atwell is because of this injury to Mark Andrews. So there's going to be a lot of targets vacated from, you know, losing someone as explosive and as target hog like Mark Andrews. So I think that there's going to be a lot more to go around for OBJ. And it's not the loss of their quarterback, it's the loss of a receiving option. So I like Odell Beckham Jr. a little bit better.
Well, then let's pivot real quickly on that conversation, and I get your opinion. I think Zay Flowers is interesting now because I think he's a potential buy low because he's been a floor guy this year. Like I even said, in 10-team leagues, Zay Flowers was droppable. He was essentially Michael Thomas. Like, he had two double-digit games. He's just like, he's out there catching a few passes. Demario Douglas. He's Demario Douglas, just with the name. The name that people saw and the draft capital people saw, because the biggest thing I kept bringing up is Lamar Jackson. This version of the Ravens is like the Trent Dilfer Ravens. They don't need Lamar Jackson to do it. Like, now there are some games where he has to step up, but they don't need him to throw touchdowns because Gus Edwards is running it in 800 times. They don't need it because the defense is holding teams to nothing. Like, it's just, they don't need Lamar Jackson. And that's why I'm saying is, like, I don't think the passing game is going to be a big difference, but I would say Zay Flowers. Here's how I'm going to put the scenario, Lauren. I think he's a buy low if you can get him for like mid-low wide receiver three. But if somebody's seeing the same scenario in their mind that we are, I think there's also a potential sell high because it might be the hype that Zay Flowers had in the preseason where, you know, if you could go buy, I'm trying to think of a wide receiver that was like, Jalen Waddle. Like, if I could get Jalen Waddle straight up right now because everybody's like, ooh, Zay Flowers is going to be amazing now there's no Mark Andrews. Like, that's, I think, a scenario where you could go both ways for it.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that a lot. I think that's an excellent buy low candidate. Another name I want to throw out on the waiver wire, too, that we have brought up, and I know he's your boy, and we have brought him up even last year, but Khalil Shakir. I think he's actually the clear wide receiver, too, now. And Gabe Davis is going to have a Gabe Davis game. Good luck guessing on when that is. But I really like Khalil Shakir. And he has been, I think he's rostered in like, what, 1%? Leagues or something. It's ridiculous.
Yahoo's in the teens, but yeah,
it's so low. So I
so,
actually
so the
like
hips don't lie. Here. You think it's
I like
well,
it.
Well, let's see if we're over come
Tutu
back
Atwell.
Over Tutu Atwell.
Yep.
Wow.
Because of the quarterback situation, I don't know what Carson Wentz is going to do if he's on the field. I don't know if Matt Stafford's going to stay on there when he does start. I don't know. So I'd rather go with the known commodity with the Bills.
So would you go Odell Beckham or Khalil Shakir?
That's a good one. You know, I think I'm going to go Khalil Shakir over Odell Beckham. I was just kind of pondering that in my mind. And just this split second, I decided to make that decision. And I don't know now that I've just said it. But
I was going to say, you're really high on Khalil Shakir.
I am really high on Khalil Shakir. Yeah. Okay, I changed my mind. I'm going to stick with OBJ over Khalil Shakir. But I really do. There's something magical when you watch him play.
I love Khalil Shakir.
We love him on the show. Friend of the show.
Special spot for – yeah, friend of the show. There you go. My only concern is it's still – the snap count there now, of course, Gabe Davis could be an issue. Wait, hold a second. Did Gabe Davis really not have a target in that entire game?
Actually just about to try to look at that because,
let's see. Route percentage, team target percentage. Yeah, he didn't have a single target in that game. Zero.
Yeah, and Shakir got, 115 yards on four targets, three receptions, and a touchdown.
I was
going to
say, that's my biggest concern. I have Shakir a little bit lower, again, just because of the snap count. And also, Gabe Davis was actually the only one that was out there 100% of the routes. So I don't think Gabe Davis is changing. Look, this is Gabe Davis. Go back to last year. This is Gabe Davis this draft. Gabe Davis is Gabe Davis. He is a wide receiver three that is going to sometimes give you a top 15 production, and many other weeks he's going to give you nothing or like 5 points. This is just, it's what you signed up for. Like, anything more, it's just not happening. Right. I do like Shakir, but I'm going to go back because there are some names that I do like more that we haven't even talked about yet. Josh Downs, huffy face. Josh Downs got dropped by a lot of people during his bye. I guess maybe a lot of people were dealing with the bye crunch and he was hurt, but there's an interesting thing here. I did have him at number four, but we got a report right before we came on the show that this knee issue was something that goes all the way back to the preseason, and it's something that could linger for the rest of the year. Played through it. He's played through it a lot. He's played through it so much so that he's been a wide receiver three. I would just watch that just as a caution. I would still take Downs, and then I would definitely take these next two. I think so. Jaden Reed, I have at five.
Yes. Yes.
So
agreed.
The thing I said about Shakir coming out of college is like he's got similarities to Deebo Samuel. I said, hold on, before everybody panics and be like, oh, he's the next Deebo Samuel. He's not the next Deebo Samuel. He has similarities to Deebo Samuel. Shakir's gotten carries out of the backfield. Well, guess what Jaden Reed did? He was the leading running back for the Packers. Like, hey, out there getting carries out of the backfield. But not only that, he ran the second most routes. It was barely ahead of Romeo Doubs. But like the point being, they are going full three wide now at this point. I think Jaden Reed, who we brought up a few weeks ago, as I would have made the swap for Christian Watson. Hey, look, Christian Watson finally got a touchdown. Yay. Two catches. Boo.
Thanks for nothing.
If you still have him on a roster and somebody wants to buy him, please sell him. But anyway, I think I would take Jaden Reed over Khalil Shakir.
I would too. I do like that, especially with just – it blew my mind because I'm like, he's always on the field. It's Reed again. It's Reed again. It's Reed, like, constantly. I was like, okay, I get it. I get it now. I think he should be the one to pick up here.
This is one where I was right and wrong at the same time.
So would you do Dobbs or would you do Reed?
I would still do Dobbs.
Okay.
Just for all the jokes about Christian Watson, Jordan Love does still like going to Dobbs too. Dobbs is the one scoring the touchdowns.
Yes.
I mean, like, that's so the thing is, and I was going to say, that's where I was right and wrong. I thought Jaden Reed could push to a top two role, and that would be at the, not at the sacrifice. What's the word I'm looking for? At the
expense.
Expense, thank you. At the expense of the drugs. I don't know what it is. So at the expense
that's
of
the longevity of my brain.
The longevity. Yes, the expense of Dobbs, but it's actually been at the expense of Christian Watson because Christian Watson just isn't doing anything, just isn't connecting. All right, so one more. This one, and where I say droppable, his teammate, if this one is healthy, is droppable. You got all that? Because I'm about to say Jalen Guyton. Jalen Guyton ran the same amount of routes as Quentin Johnston 2 weeks ago. Jalen Guyton was picked up in a decent amount of leagues, not all of them, but then he got hurt and he was out because that's what happens to Jalen Guyton. But Quentin Johnston has been given every opportunity under the sun to be the number two, so much so that like they're down to Simi Fehoko behind him. And Simi Fehoko a few weeks ago had a touchdown. Now, Quentin Johnston finally got a touchdown last week, but he also could have had one that game. Before he dropped one last week, he dropped one, which would have been the game winner for the Chargers. This, like, Quentin Johnston is just not ready, and like, still immense talent, but the routes aren't there, the connection isn't there, the consistency is not there. And Jalen Guyton in that one game already pushed up neck and neck with him. And I think if healthy, they've seen enough where now Guyton is replacing Mike Williams if healthy.
And we've seen that before. We've seen this happen in previous seasons. So it's not like this is something new. I just think that some people really like the idea of this rookie coming out and being explosive. And they try to force feed Johnston. It's not working. It hasn't been working. Something has to change if the Chargers are going to try to pull any wins out without firing Brandon Staley. So I do like this one a lot. I like Jalen Guyton.
Okay. So let's see if we can get any more. So I have Demario Douglas there again, huffy face. Back off a bye, still top two option, even if Devontae Parker's back. Noah Brown, I still think, is in play. We're in a lot of three wide. That was a fun one. Everybody picked up Noah Brown, and then, oh, guess what? He's not playing. That was really
frustrating. Yay, fantasy.
Oh,
great sport.
You want to check? I'm going to tease my own column. Wait till you see the numbers Noah Brown has, where he ranks in a lot of places. It's insane, honestly, where he ranks. Granted, it's only the games he's been healthy, but it's also insane. Do you like Elijah Moore now that we know that Joe Flacco might be the quarterback, not this week, but it might be after this week.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I'm going to wait. I would do that. Yes. I'm going to wait and see on Elijah Moore. And I sound like I hate Elijah Moore because I keep saying that about him, but I don't. I really love what I've seen from this young man, but it's just his quarterback play has been so up and down, and he just hasn't gotten the opportunities I think that he needs in order to be successful. So I would love to see him succeed. I'm just not sold on it, which I think is so interesting that Joe Flacco is back. Like, what year is it?
Going to be playoff Joe Flacco again.
That was fun.
I also have A.T. Perry, who I would go for upside over Shaheed, although Shaheed will be fine when Michael Thomas is out. I just think that if you're going for pure ceiling, it's Perry. Michael Wilson, huffy face, assuming he's back for the Cardinals, which we're going to talk about in a second. There's one other player I want to talk about with the Cardinals. Jameson Williams is finally starting to work up his depth chart, starting to get some snaps, starting to get some opportunities. Zay Jones is back, which, as we know, that's the only time Calvin Ridley is any good. I'm just so frustrated. It's like all of a sudden people are starting to say the same thing. All three Calvin Ridley's 100-yard games have come with Zay Jones. Like, I was saying this in week two. Like,
yep.
If I was Matthew Berry, like, people would be like, hey, like, knew about this. Because I've been saying this in week two. Nobody would believe me. Nobody would listen to me. Your boy, Wandell Robinson.
We listen.
No, but your boy, Wandell Robinson. Now with Tommy DeVito, who isn't trash, apparently. Who actually...
I know! Who knew?
Who knew the fact that his numbers are better than Daniel Jones? I think the Giants have a Daniel Jones problem. What a surprise.
I love this so much. I'm sorry. You pay a quarter. How much did they pay Daniel Jones? $140 million?
No, even more.
The number is astronomical to me, and it's just ridiculous. And then you don't even barely pay Saquon Barkley, and Tommy DeVito comes in and starts playing better than your multi-bazillionaire quarterback. This makes me laugh. I'm sorry, Giants fans. I am sorry, but I'm not. This is great.
Neither am I, because that's what you signed yourselves up for. Exactly. Everybody told me I was bat crap crazy, this duck crap crazy, actually, this offseason, where I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Slap the franchise and him. Although, as a quick sidebar, I love Saquon Barkley. I don't know this is the case, but I just wonder if he was being a little bit too high on his expectations for a contract, and if he would have been able to get under that contract, then they would have franchised Daniel Jones. So maybe it's all Barkley's fault. That's actually...
We don't know.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, if he would have just been like, 4 years, 40, sure, I'll sign it, 22 guaranteed, or whatever, similar to like a Jonathan Taylor kind of guaranteed, and he would have just been like that, and then they could have franchised Daniel Jones, we wouldn't have had this whole situation. But we do. Anyway, I want to talk about two wide receivers way down the list. Rondell Moore was my last wide receiver. This is why. Because Rondell Moore, you know how many catches? One.
Okay.
it was all the way down the chart. He was behind Greg Dortch. Now, I thought
he was hurt. Like, that's how confused I was. Yeah, because didn't he have a huge play in the beginning of the game and then, like, disappeared?
Disappeared. It was mostly because it was a Greg Dortch game. And I don't think Dortch is somebody to pick up either. He's actually a meh. I'm not really interested in Rondell Moore or Greg Dortch because Dortch is the replacement for Michael Wilson. This just happened to be a game where Dortch's situation hit better than Rondell Moore, even though Rondell Moore got the touchdown. But it comes down to, I think Rondell Moore's fine in deeper leagues, and he might be a desperation play in a high-scoring affair, hopefully. Maybe if – I don't think they play the Eagles, but if they play like the Eagles where the slot wide receivers do a lot of damage. Like, I could see that, but I'm not overly concerned with Rondell Moore. Again, deep league, same thing with Dortch, fine. It's a deep league, 12-team, 14-team, everybody's taken, including the person in front of him is Justin Watson. I initially didn't even include Justin Watson in this because everybody's like, oh, he's, you know, the most targets in that game. It's like, we've done this before. Justin Watson's done this before. Marquez Valdes-Scantling's done this before.
Oh, and I'm sorry, what did he do? Did he clutch drop a touchdown?
We're talking about MVS? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I knew. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, and there we go. I told you it was going to come, and here it is.
For the third one, like the first two probably should have caught. I'll give him a pass for the third. That game, first of all, the rain, and the worst thing about that is you've played sports, and actually Tyreek Hill tweeted about this.
Yeah.
When it's that kind of misty light rain in the lights at night. Like, I played baseball like that. I almost got beaned in the head because I misjudged the ball. Like, it's just anyway, I'm just giving it a slight pass. Not complete. There was a lot of drops in that game, but it wasn't
off his hands, though. I know. It wasn't like it was a swing and a miss.
But you're not interested in Justin Watson either, right?
I am going to avoid. I'm going to stick with my guns on this. Aside from Rashee Rice, I'm avoiding.
That's the only one.
Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, I can't do it.
So if you were going for a tight end, like maybe you're not in the top five or six, Isaiah Likely over any of these wide receivers, like how far up the list? Because, I mean, the advantage you're going to get, like, so I would say Isaiah Likely all the way up by Odell Beckham, because the advantage that Jaden Reed's going to give you at wide receiver versus other options and the rest of the league, decent, not great. Same all the way down the list. If Isaiah Likely hits his ceiling, which maybe not likely, huh? But if he does, if he becomes a top six tight end, he doesn't have to become Mark Andrews, but if he even comes into the conversation of a top six tight end, that advantage you have over the rest of the league is going to be greater than what you get at wide receiver. So that's why I would say outside of like Dobbs, I can see a case for Reed, but he's at least in that top five wide receiver conversation.
And the Ravens have offensive plays that are schemed around the tight end position, and Likely isn't terrible. He's not Mark Andrews, but he also doesn't suck. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity for Isaiah Likely to score touchdowns. Unfortunately, I think he may be a little bit more touchdown dependent, but this is the tight end landscape that we live in right now. So I do like Isaiah Likely.
Okay. Then let's circle back around to running backs. I waited long. I did running backs after wide receivers this week.
Save the best for last.
I know. I wanted to purposely do this, especially on your birthday. Now you can pop the bottle of Chardonnay.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's happening. Kenneth Walker's. Yeah. We know to go get Zach Charbonnet. Hopefully you had him stashed. And
yes.
I actually even saw somebody in the comments that said, thank you for telling me not to get playoff ready yet because I would have dropped Charbonnet. Don't still get till like week 13, like next week, maybe this week. Don't start stashing two defenses just yet. Like Jeff Wilson, you're probably going back to him. Devon Achan is out again. You're probably going right back to Jeff Wilson. So I'm like, I wouldn't just yet, but we're right about there where I would start planning a little bit. But anyway, the question for Charbonnet is not, do you go pick him up? Here's the question, Lauren. If you have 20, 30 bucks left in fab, that's it. If you have the number one waiver priority, do you blow everything on Charbonnet? Because I would on the chance that Walker has a setback, Walker comes back, and they got frustrated with his last two or three weeks, and they just actually give it even a 50-50. What if it's even a 60-40 split with Charbonnet in the lead? And that's why I would take that chance.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say the exact same thing, because we've seen what Pete Carroll has done before, having the guy. It has been a little strange this season, because they have done a pretty decent split, and Charbonnet has done well as a backup. And now he is the guy. And I find it hard to believe that they're going to hard right turn deviate from that, even if Kenneth Walker is healthy. So worst case scenario, in my opinion, this is going to be a timeshare between the two of them. And right? No, timeshare's three. Committee is no.
No, you're
timeshare's
right.
Two.
Timeshare's
right? Yes,
two.
I got it. All right. So it'll be a timeshare between the two of them. Thank you, Engel. It'll be a timeshare between the two of them. And I think best case scenario, we're talking about a possible 60-40 in favor of Charbonnet, leaving kind of the more, maybe tush-push opportunity for Ken Walker. I'm not quite sure. But I do like what Charbonnet is able to do. So I would say go for it. Burn that first priority. Spend the rest of your fab. Because this is a running back position. It's hard to find starters, especially this time of year, that you know are going to be on the field. So I say go for it.
Well, that's why I go back. Somebody said, would you burn your number one waiver priority on Likely? And I was like, no, because just what happens if next week, something else, and just like another running back. So that's where I wouldn't. So number two, I have A.J. Dillon. Like, I'm not excited for A.J. Dillon. I was one of the biggest detractors. Like, I sat on Mayo's show in the preseason saying, like, I really don't have a lot of interest in A.J. Dillon. He's like, but he could be. And, like, look, I got things wrong. I'm not coming for Pat Mayo on this. I'm just saying, like, he was like, oh, he's a league winner because if Aaron Jones gets hurt, he gets all the touches and he gets passes too and all that type of stuff. It was like, yeah, but he stinks. He's like Joshua Kelly. Mm-hmm. He's like, but on volume alone, if Aaron Jones is out, you kind of have to. But I think the interesting conversation starts to become after the names three and four, because at three, I still would put Ty Chandler behind him just because more explosive, but that's a 50-50 split. Actually, it's not even 50-50. It was more for Madison. It's just Chandler did a lot better.
Right.
Okay. So you agree on that one.
I totally agree on that one.
Would you agree on picking up Dillon over Keaton Mitchell, who people were pulling their hair out because around halftime, he still had negative points. And then he got some at the end of the game. The Mitchell to Achan conversation has always been there. Not quite as many touches as Achan, but he did get some towards the end. And he's officially passed Justice Hill. but would you pick up Mitchell or AJ Dillon?
This is gross. I actually think I'm going to go Mitchell for the upside.
I don't mind it.
For the upside.
If you don't need anybody Dillon this week, we have everybody on. The only thing I would think about here, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
The only thing I would say is next week with six teams on a bye, we're doing this in freaking week 13 NFL. What the hell? But anyway, sorry. And there's some good teams out there. I would look ahead to next week and consider what if Aaron Jones isn't back and you know you could play AJ Dillon. Wait, the Packers bye isn't next week, is it? This is like, who's all on bye next week? I think let's see. No, they're not. They already had theirs. So it's Baltimore, Buffalo, Chicago, Giants, Vikings, Raiders. So there you go, right? There's the perfect, Ty Chandler on a bye, Ravens, Keaton Mitchell on a bye. So that's where I think you can make the whole AJ Dillon argument. What are we doing?
I don't like this at all. There goes Josh Allen for me. Oh, no.
Well, don't forget you got Arizona and Washington in week 14, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hold on.
Check the schedule.
I'm still on island time, everybody.
clearly.
I'm still in St. Lucia world over here. Oh, my God. I just had a total brain fart. That was amazing. Yay, so, birthday.
Yay, birthday. A few more before we get out of here. And as the chat, so for everybody out there, my screen, unless, well, if you're not watching live, this doesn't matter to anybody. But on my screen where we are in StreamYard, so the comments get up to that. And it's kind of hard to scan the comments further down. So like once actually get next to the window, I can kind of see. So I just saw the one about Dotson. Yes, he's been droppable forever. Dotson. The only time he wasn't droppable and actually usable is if there's Curtis Samuel is out. If Curtis Samuel is there, he doesn't exist. Jahan Dotson doesn't exist. Sam Howell doesn't even know he's alive. So Curtis Samuel plays, no Jahan Dotson. Doesn't exist.
Or if he gets ejected, then Dotson is suddenly relevant again.
Barely still, though.
That was barely.
So a few more. Algier dropped under 60% during their bye, which I was surprised at. Darrell Henderson, Kyren Williams. This we need a flow chart for, basically, because we have Darrell Henderson and Royce Freeman right now. I still give the slight edge to Henderson, despite the fact that Royce Freeman continues to be better running the ball. I'm going to go for the person in the passing game. And strangely enough, Henderson gets some goal line carries too. But Kyren Williams is returning. But Ronnie Rivers could also return. You might have, don't bother with Darrell Henderson, don't bother with Royce Freeman. One of them might be inactive. Ronnie Rivers might. So that's a whole.
So confusing.
Basically, Kyren Williams is the guy. And I think next person up, if Kyren is back, would be Henderson because of the passing game. Because of that, and this is a high passing offense, that's why I would lean to him. But if it's Royce Freeman, it wouldn't shock me. So it comes down to
I'm worried about that too, because of Stafford and Carson Wentz. It's like,
Does that go?
Yeah.
So I wanted to go further down the list because there's Jeff Wilson and Roschon Johnson. If Deonta Foreman keeps him out this week with his ankle, maybe he doesn't, then Roschon Johnson's not even relevant. Khalil Herbert's back in the lead. But to go down this list, we get to D'Ernest Johnson because I have Tajay Spears is now clearly one of the best backups, even possibly usable if you're desperate. Dowdle, Zeke, we've talked about. But D'Ernest Johnson stepped in while you were gone. This happened while you were on vacation. D'Ernest Johnson leapfrogged Tank Bigsby. Would you grab? No. You just think.
No. It makes me sad that it happened.
Okay. Do you lean towards you would pick up D'Ernest Johnson because just specifically to go back to this past week, he had a lot of backup touches to Travis Etienne. All nine of Bigsby's touches came when they were up 34-7, and he was the only one that touched the ball. They just let him touch it to garbage time it out. Would you pick up D'Ernest Johnson or would you pick up a Gainwell or Joshua Kelly or Latavius Murray?
I like Latavius Murray simply because they don't ever seem to want to go away from him, but I don't mind.
Well, now there's Ty Johnson too.
Oh my God. This is getting so annoying.
You sing. I can't sing it. Don't go chasing Bills running backs. My throat hurts.
Don't go chasing Bills running backs. Yeah. It's just a thing. So let's do D'Ernest Johnson. We're going to stash him.
Would you stash him or Rico Dowdle?
Oh,
Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle. I think I'll go Dowdle over D'Ernest Johnson. Okay. Yes.
And before we get out of here, one more. Just want to ask, because it's your boy.
Okay.
How many ducks does Derrick Henry get?
Oh, my God. I knew you were. I was, well, I was, oh, you caught me. You caught me. I'm at like four and ate three eggs.
Four.
Freaking out. I'm freaking out, man. I had so much hope. And he did pretty decent in the beginning of the year. And I'm like, it's only going to get worse.
So
I'm not happy.
I gave him 2.5. I'm not quite there
yet.
Oh,
I'm in full blown panic mode.
Well, here's why. I'm still holding out hope for December Derek. It happens.
That's true.
It's happening. And he gets the Texans twice, like always, who he just runs bananas through. I'm trying to give you some hope. Like, he did face the Buccaneers, who don't let anybody run against them.
That's true.
I actually expected more of a rebound last week, but that game got out. And I think this is what it comes down to. Does the split with Spears and Will Levis at quarterback offset the December Derek? So I give him 2.5. Can I talk you down at least to 3?
You can. I already did. I'm at 3.
Okay. But that's still a lot.
This is how much I love Derek.
It's still a lot for Derek Henry.
It's still a lot.
Hopefully you love having Lauren back. Give her some love. At Stepmom Lauren on Twitter for her happy birthday. It's the big one. So it's all downhill from here, right?
It is. It's already downhill. Like past midnight, I was already like, ow, my arthritis.
You wake up with pain.
I did wake up with pain.
You just wake up like, I was just sleeping. How did I get hurt?
So... I know. How did I pull a hammy getting out of bed? Bad.
We'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow with Meanie for week 12 rankings and get some good things for Thanksgiving. As my brain just shut down. So whatever. Goodbye. I have no idea.
Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.